It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Mike Fouché, for our regular weekly segment. Mike with the DailyLine.net.
Glad to be here.
We talk Chicago and Illinois politics. And today, I mean, we got a couple stories to get to. One that you guys were breaking late here about the a proposed minimum wage for Cook County. But let's start. I kind of teased it out. You know, the promo things about federal investigations at City Hall. This is something that just popped up in the papers this week, something surrounding the 20th Ward.
Alderman Willie Cochran. Alderman Willie Cochran has, it's kind of an interesting target for the feds, actually, because Cochran actually already has like 1 foot out the door. He's had two very close runoff elections the last two times he's been up, and he's already started to hand over the mantle to somebody else. And this is, I'll explain what the feds, what the charges are. Well, there's actually not any real charges. Essentially, what has been suggested is that he has been running a campaign account that's not officially declared, and he's been paying himself out of the campaign account. The trouble is that this whole story is from unnamed, quote, sources.
It showed up in the newspapers, and it is unnamed sources.
And this is one of the problems that you have as a reporter when you're working with the Department of Justice, which is they don't have to tell you anything, and they won't tell you anything unless they want to tell you. And if you ever want to talk to the Department of Justice anything, you got to play exactly by their rules and do exactly what they want you to do, which in this case is you got to say, some guy calls you up and says, hey, we got some dirt on Willie Cochran and we want you to run a story about it, but we can't tell you that it's from us. And so that's what you got to do. Actually, they sound much nicer than that. They're very
I think it's more like Charlie Brown's mom.
Right. Kind of like that. And so you end up with this thing where the feds drop a dime on somebody without actually saying what it is.
There's no follow-up questions.
There's no follow-up questions. There's nothing you can do, and there's no charges filed. Until there's actual charges filed, it's a big gray area, and that's what Willie Cochran is counting on. He's saying, look, I've made some accounting mistakes. This is no big deal.
Is Willie Cochran responding to this allegation?
Yeah, he put some stuff on Facebook that says, look, this is just some accounting problems. You're allowed to pay yourself out of your campaign
funds.
He's
accepting or talking up front about what the issue may be.
He says this is really no big deal. And you know, until the feds actually file charges,
It's hard to say. And, you know, obviously when you're talking about city council members, aldermen from Chicago and the federal investigations, you go all the way back. There's so many different scandals from Silver Shovel, Greyhound, other places where there's just such a history that just those words, a federal investigation, gets everybody riled up.
But, you know, until there's files charges, unless there's charges filed, it's hard to actually pin something down on somebody.
All right, well, let's talk about the big news tonight out of Cook County. This is really about what might be happening next week, Cook County, and a minimum wage increase.
So our reporter, A.D. Quigg, this evening is breaking a story that next week the Cook County Board is likely to vote to increase the minimum wage across all of Cook County to $13 an hour. It's going to step up to $13 an hour by 2019. That would mean everywhere in Cook County. And so that would make it match essentially the process that's going in the city of Chicago.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. How do two municipalities, one being county and one being city, both have a mandate for what the minimum wage would be when a lot of that area is the same? Meaning, how does it work?
Yeah, I mean,
Does one trump the other?
Yeah, actually, Cook County supersedes Chicago. But the county folks, what AD is reporting and what she's been told is that they're working to make their ordinance match the one that was passed in Chicago.
So there can't be any wiggle room for an employer to be like, well, the county says it's 11 and this is 13.
And they would work
13.
In lockstep between the two.
And this also deals with suburban Cook County.
Exactly
right.
So, you know, Lyle, you know, Wilmette, you know, all those places throughout the entire county.
Now, let's talk about that because this is something that obviously the city of Chicago has gone through, and they're pushing for 2019. This was a big thing for Emanuel. A lot of the activists and advocates who want a raise in the minimum wage are looking for $15 or even more in some cases.
Yep.
That's what they consider to be a living wage.
Yep.
The city and the county have compromised at 13.
Yep. And I think the argument there's a tremendous amount of pushback coming from businesses. I mean, the Chicago Chamber is flipped out. They're not happy about this. Yeah. And they're pushing really hard, and they're saying you're going to lose more jobs. And actually today there was a report that said that Illinois has lost more manufacturing jobs, and it looks like we are going to lose more. So there is some credibility to that. So I think they're trying to do the Solomonic kind of response here and split the baby in the middle and come
is, up with 13. I mean, and obviously, you know, there's going to always be on the business side, the pro business side is going to talk about that minimum wage increase being somewhat troubling for them to be able to afford more employees, more jobs. Is that accurate? I mean, from your just sort of anecdotal experience of the way the country has worked, we've seen these stories. I kind of made a joke about Wendy's kind of. Talking that, you know, the raising the minimum wage, so they're going to start doing automated. Like, I mean, is there really a correlation to raising the minimum wage and
think
companies?
Definitely is, especially in things like food service.
Really?
Food service is a very, very slim margin. A lot of, and I'm talking about restaurants. I think a lot of restaurants are going to have a hard time, and I think we should anticipate that there's going to be increases in prices at restaurants, even high-end, fancier restaurants. You know, the fact is that those operations are built on the backs of, you know, 20, 30 people that are working back of house that are being paid minimum wage.
Now, this is all for 2019. Do you see a situation in which Chicago will catch up to places like Seattle or other towns where it's 15, where it is, they are shooting for 15. They're actually asking for more.
You know, frankly, I think the politics is that nobody wants to deal with this again. They're past this and they want to move on to the next thing. There's so many different crises. And, you know, you talk to politicians in Chicago and Cook County, and I think that they all feel maxed out in terms of the crises that they're dealing with and trying to go from one thing to another. So they want to pass this, move on, go on to the next thing.
Mike Fouché is with The Daily Line. He founded thedailyline.net, covers all things Illinois, Chicago politics, Cook County as well.
Yep.
You know, one thing happened last night, the debate. There was obviously out of your purview, but you've done a lot with campaigns, and you've worked with, around the country, not just here in Chicago.
Well, you know, I worked on the Gore 2000 campaign. And actually, my very first boss was Mr. Risotto, John Podesta.
We're looking for you coming out of the WikiLeaks.
When I was just starting out, I had his risotto, and it's not because I was fancy. It was because I was at some fundraiser that he and his brother were doing, and it was my job to pour the wine for Wolf Blitzer.
How far you've come.
That's right. Now pouring wine for Justin Kaufman. That's great. So the truth is that, you know, at the end of the Gore 2000 campaign, it was tremendously frustrating for all of us who worked on that campaign. And I had been working in the Clinton administration, and I expected that I would probably get a job in the Al Gore administration. And to have that loss was devastating. But I think one of the things that all of us that worked on those campaigns, and I have plenty of Republican friends that worked on the other side, we all believed that we were going to accept the result and move on. And I think that one of the things that happened last night that's really deeply disturbing for me as an American who believes in our system, and I think all the other people who work in our government and in our armed forces, we all believe in America as a system. We want to be able to know that no matter what it is that happens at the end of this campaign, that the result is going to be accepted and we're going to move on as a nation.
There you go. Mike Fouché from thedailyline.net getting his word in. That was almost the final word right there.
We believe
very
in it.
Jerry Springer.
We believe in America. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
One more thing.
One more thing. And by the way, I'm going to bring in a lady that's going to have some, I don't even know.
You don't even know.
I don't even know.
Mike, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, too.